Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Both the reality of the coronavirus outbreak and the fears surrounding it are changing the way spring looks in Boston. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day parade and the political breakfast that go along with it are both canceled. Many college students won't be returning from spring break. Instead, they'll be taking their classes online. Red Sox opening day and the Boston Marathon are still going on as planned, but that might change. With more now on the how the city is preparing, we're joined this morning by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me this morning.
You have called the situation, Mayor, fluid. Could you expand on that? How quickly are things changing in dealing with this virus for the city?
I mean, the real key thing here is we need to take aggressive action now to try and mitigate the spread of the virus and understand that these actions will be disruptive, but they're necessary to keep the people of Boston safe and healthy and quite honestly, the people of Massachusetts. And in the city of Boston, we're having serious conversations and concerns around our school. We're finalizing emergency management plans. We're looking at focusing on our senior population and our at-risk population. I'm concerned about the impact on particularly the low-income families, the economic impact, what will happen here. So this is an issue that we're spending the majority of our time every day focusing on and making sure that we're doing everything we can to try and, I can't say mitigate yet, but be prepared for this.
All right, let's zero in on a few of those things. You have said there are talks underway about a scenario in which the entire city might be shut down. Under what circumstances might such a drastic measure like that be taken? And what would a shutdown city actually mean?
Very difficult to answer that question. I mean, we're looking at what's happening around the world. We're looking at what's happening in Italy right now with the prime minister suggesting that everyone stay home, and people seem to be taking that very serious. That's about 60 million people. I'm not sure if we get to that point, but I think that we're still in a position here to see how we can best try and mitigate the spread of the virus, and I think that that's key.
School closings. There's talk throughout the state of possible school closings. Some have been closed for out of an abundance of precaution and also for cleaning. What contingency plans are in place in Boston for schools?
Well, we're working through that. I mean, it's very complicated because about 80% of our kids are on free and reduced lunch. So many of them get their meals in our schools throughout the course of the day. They get breakfast and lunch in school, and some get an afternoon snack. So we think about that mitigation. If we have to cancel school, how do we get the food to families? We think about the impact on our kids. So we're not taking this lightly. We're having conversations, not necessarily about canceling school, but inevitably, if we have to keep our kids safe and protected, you know, it's not an easy decision. Many of the colleges have done it. Little different situation in some cases. They can do a lot of online learning in college. When you're talking about, you know, lower grades in Boston, our kids don't have access to technology, so it'll be more complicated. So as we move forward here, our school department is working very aggressively to look at all these different plans and what would that mean? What would that look like by closing schools?
What about sporting events? The Celtics, the Bruins, and soon the Red Sox are all scheduled to play before big crowds in their home venues. There's been a lot of discussion nationwide about whether or not pro teams should just play in front of TV cameras and crowds should not be allowed to go to the venues. What do you think about that for the Bruins, the Celtics, the Red Sox?
Well, I've been in contact with all the sports teams in Boston, and again, I think that those decisions are going to be made at a league-wide level because it just doesn't affect Boston. It affects most major cities in America that have some type of sports team. So I think that a lot of those conversations are going to have to happen in a league. They're already taking some real measures by banning any type of media in the locker room. So that's on the player side of it. On the public side of it, the Garden have a very aggressive protocol for cleaning down spaces. The whole building's public for the most part. So we're going to continue to stay in contact with them. But I probably do see a day here somewhat in the near future that our sports teams potentially will be playing in front of empty, not playing in front of anyone, playing in empty auditoriums.
What are you hearing from businesses in the city? As we know, Governor Baker and other officials have urged businesses to allow as many people as possible to work from home instead of coming into the city or going to their jobs in the city if they live in the city. Are businesses heeding that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things there. Businesses, we need businesses not just to be looking at their upcoming large events, but looking at, internally at their operations. We know many of them are doing it already. I'm asking them to look at their sick leave policy. We need employees to be able to stay home if they feel sick, so they know they're not going to face discipline for staying home. We need to look at unemployment insurance, to look at our options here for employees, what's going on, cleaning protocols. And then also we need to be analyzing the economic impacts of our hotels, businesses, and our city. Our economic development office is reaching out to many businesses to try and see how we can, we can't really assist at this point, but how we can offer some assistance, particularly at some point here. Our businesses, particularly our small businesses, potentially are going to feel a real big impact.
Finally, Mayor, if I might ask one more question. You have urged that people be, quote, cautious and not fearful. And I'm wondering if in the middle of all this, all the concern, that's possible at this point.
I think it is. I mean, I think that, you know, we're in Boston and in Massachusetts, and as Americans, I think we need to be respectful of each other. And this is an opportunity for us potentially to rally around each other and be respectful. I think that, you know, getting information out to people, and I appreciate the call today. I appreciate being able to talk on the radio. Getting good information out to people is important. I think information is knowledge. And I would say to people, you know, we will get through this. You know, this is something that is a worldwide spread that's happening right now, and we will get through it.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, we surely appreciate your speaking to WBUR listeners this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.